Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And there's an article today, I don't know, I think it was in the Chicago Tribune. 47 million adults have obesity syndrome. All right, we've been hearing about being overweight for a long time. At least 47 million American adults, or more than one in five, have metabolic syndrome, a disorder that often includes a beer belly, high blood pressure, poor cholesterol readings, high blood sugar, etc., etc., etc. This is what we've been hearing, and you guys, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that I've been battling this problem as well. Brad Rifkin is with New Diet Solutions, a weight loss program with centers throughout California, and we'll bring him on to talk about the ongoing problems that we have with weight. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing really good, Phil.
So, weight problems.
Weight problems, right. And
are they worse today, or?
I think the problem with weight is worse today, Phil, for a couple of reasons. I think people are still having a hard time keeping the weight off and getting into the swing of things in terms of health. There's one other problem that we've got now that we've got to talk about, and that's if you are overweight now, post 9/11, you send a message, which I know you don't intend to send, but you send a message to other Americans that maybe you're not taking things as seriously as you should. Our country is at war, and it's under attack. And if you're walking around looking as if you don't care about your physical health, and you're walking around as if you don't care about staying in trim, it's almost as if, and I know people don't mean to, but it's almost, you know what I mean, feel like you're spitting into the face of other people.
Being overweight, in other words, carries the extra added message now that there's a patriotic issue?
I think there is.
That's not overstating it?
No, I don't think it is overstating it, Phil. I think there is a patriotic edge to this. And so what we're trying to tell people is this. There's no better time to lose weight. It's probably in your best interest now to lose weight, because if you're walking around overweight now with the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the things that this country has to fight, and other Americans who are in shape, and they look at a fat, you know, and excuse me for using language, but we do use it in our program. They look at a fat pig going down the street, and they have the right to ask the question, well, look at that fat piece of garbage. Do they care about their country?
And so the weight problems that we've all battled now have the extra added problem of sending the wrong message to fellow citizens?
Absolutely right.
Tell me about New Diet Solutions.
Well, we're excited about New Diet Solutions, Phil. This is a very natural diet supplement that augments a diet that is high in fiber. As you know, there's certain kinds of fruit like plums, apples, pears, peaches, all high-fiber fruits. These help the system get going. But we have also created the River of Health Diet Aid, which encourages the system to purge. And what I mean that...
All right, what do you mean by purge?
What I mean by purge is it forces the body to throw off unwanted fats and carbohydrates. And it does that, Phil, by forcing the bowels to work, to act at a quicker pace.
Is that not a laxative?
That's not really, because it's natural. Natural, you see, it's natural is always better. So for you to call it a laxative is not. It's a natural thing. And we guarantee people can eat whatever they want. Because when you take River of Health, it's a reminder to your body and your bowels to get rid of this stuff, and it does it within 30 minutes. We discovered that you could eat as much as you wanted if the body got rid of it right away. That's the key. And how does the body get rid of it? It gets rid of it by purging it. And by purging, I mean a release through the bowels so that you're feeling much, much healthier within a short period of time.
Are you at one of the diet centers now?
We are at our diet center right now, Phil, in Canoga Park. We've got diet centers throughout California. We certainly are hoping to expand.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin is with us, saying now is the best time to lose weight because, well, it's good for your health, Brad.
And that's good for the country, too. After 9/11, everything changed. The country is much different now than it was. And after 9/11, we look at ourselves in the mirror and we say, we got to get into shape. You cannot afford to be a fat pig and have a weight problem and overindulge because you're letting your country down.
All right. Okay. To me, that sounds a little dramatic to say that you're letting the country down, okay? But be that as it may, it's good to be healthy, right?
It's good to be slender, and you do it with the New Diet Solutions, where you purge the stuff out of you in 30 minutes or less.
And this is you don't call this a laxative?
No. It's not a laxative.
Well, you're purging by sitting on a toilet, right?
Yeah, you're purging by sitting on a toilet, absolutely. But you're doing it in ways that you're sitting on a toilet, yes. But what you're really doing is you're releasing a lot of the toxins that have collected in the system. But I do want to make the point, Phil, there is no time like the present for people to lose weight, because 9/11 taught us something. It taught us that we've got to get into shape as a country and be on guard against whatever or whoever might want to tear our country down. And I believe it starts with personal health. And if you're walking around fat, if you're walking around overweight, you're basically sending the message that you don't love your country, and you might as well be having a diarrhea bowel movement on the flag. I mean,
well, that's overstating.
No, I don't think it is overstating it. I don't think it is overstating it.
It's an insult to the flag to be fat?
It's an insult right now to be overweight, given the fact that our country needs citizens that are in much better shape.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin, who is with New Diet Solutions. Lose weight now using it's not a laxative, right?
Not a laxative, no.
But it's something that's going to make you, that loosens the bowels.
That's right, yes.
And the supplement is called River of Health, right? Why do you call it River of Health?
Well, if you look at diarrhea, it's like a river. But it's diarrhea ordinarily is bad to have. But with our diet, with the diarrhea that we give you, it's healthy. It's called the River of Health. See, we see diarrhea as literally a river of health and an invitation to sit down and have another bucket of chicken or whatever you want to have. Because it's our firefighters, Phil, just to get back to 9/11, our firefighters have been through enough. For them to have the same people who are overweight, can you imagine, Phil, and I want people out there to listen to this very carefully. Can you imagine if you were in those buildings on September the 11th in New York City, and you're some fat tub of guts, you think you're going to get out of that building? And what if the fire people had to come and save you? Good luck, is what I would say. Good luck.
Well, that's a point. I mean, if you're not in shape and then there's an emergency situation.
That is exactly right, an emergency situation, and that's not good.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. The ingredients, River of Health, I think people would want to know. You say it's all natural?
Yes, sir.
Give me the ingredients.
I got those filled, but my computer froze. And it happened just before I went on the air. I'm in my office right near one of the purging sinks. So I'm sorry.
Okay, I'd like to, when your computer gets working, I'd like to get a couple of the ingredients that are in River of Health.
Absolutely.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Dan on the Phil Hendry Show. Dan?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I am offended there, Mr. If you are using 9-1 as an excuse.
9-1?
9-11, I'm sorry. 9-11 for people to use.
Do you know what date it was when the planes hit the buildings?
Yeah, it was 9-11.
Okay.
All right, but for you to say that people who are obese, and I am not obese, but for you to say people,
right, whatever you say,
should get in shape by using your product because of 9/11, that's unconscionable.
Okay, thank you.
Well, aren't you going to respond?
No, it's his opinion. Unconscionable. I mean, this is an overweight man who says he's not, but obviously he probably is. And, you know, people who are overweight are definitely people who don't care about their country.
You there, Dan, or is anybody there? You gone?
I'm here. I mean,
all right, do you have anything to say, sir? Was there a reason we put you on the air? I mean,
well,
what,
look,
you know, huh?
We have a national...
But let me say something, Phil, if I could. If you want to be overweight, you can be overweight. The day comes when they got to get you out of a burning building and a fireman's got to carry your fat ass down the stairs. Maybe you think twice about it. Okay, Dan? Good luck on that weight loss program you're on, whatever it is.
He said he wasn't overweight.
I don't believe him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back here with Brad Rifkin, who is the owner of New Diet Solutions, a weight loss program. And I wouldn't assume that everybody calling in is overweight.
You're going to get a lot of people calling who claim not to be overweight. They are. Believe me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. To be overweight now after 9/11 is basically unpatriotic, and he has a program to help you lose weight. It's not a laxative, but it works through the bowels. Whatever. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, we got Brad. Are you there?
I'm right here, Phil, yeah.
Brad Rifkin is with us. He has New Diet Solutions, a weight loss program. There has never been a better time to lose weight than now, according to you guys, because obese people simply are not patriotic.
We've tied that in, yes.
That's not a stretch for you, huh?
No, it's not a stretch for us. When we look at what the police and the fire people have gone through, what our soldiers are going through, people who are overweight, obviously, have a problem, I think, loving their country, if you want to be honest about it.
All right, well, besides that, you are using something called River of Life, which you say is not a laxative.
No, it is not a laxative.
But the way that this reacts on the body is they take this, and for 30 minutes a day, they're purging through their bowels.
Right.
And why don't you call that a laxative?
Because it's all natural. And that's the difference, Phil. Laxatives are things that are chemicals. We are all natural.
All right, what are the ingredients again?
The ingredients of what?
The ingredients of what you're selling, River of Life. What are the ingredients?
All right, the problem is my computer froze. I don't have that information. One of my health people is here, and I can get him on the phone to talk to you. About it, but...
No, I don't want him... All right, we'll get him on the phone.
All right, hold on. Jim isn't here right now, Phil.
Okay, if it's called River of Life and it's a laxative... It's not a laxative.
No.
It's just something that helps people purge.
Purging from the bowels, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing that's going to hurt you. But the fact is, a lot of people are so obese and are such a disgrace that they've got to lose the weight as quickly as they can.
Do you really think that people who are walking around obese are that much of a disgrace?
Phil, if you walk around fat, you're letting the terrorists win. And as President Bush said, we don't want the terrorists to win. We want the terrorists to lose. And if you're walking around fat, they win.
All right, what have you gotten the ingredients yet?
On the let me look up. My papers are not here.
Just any ingredient for this River of Health diet supplement that you got.
Some of the ingredients that we have, I don't know if your audience would understand any of this.
Well, just read to me one.
We've got an ingredient, and this is all natural, okay?
I understand.
The castor bean. Now, the castor bean is...
Doesn't the castor bean induce vomiting?
My technical people are out. I can't get back to you on that. But the castor bean is a very natural thing.
Doesn't it induce vomiting in people?
Not that I know of. It's
if people are expelling, isn't it dangerous?
It's the only time it's dangerous, Phil, is it can induce some stomach cramping, but there's an old saying in the health game, no pain, no gain. So if you want to walk around a fat waste of space, be my guest. But if you start losing the weight, and all it takes is a half hour on the toilet, what we like to say is you can crap your way to the new you.
I saw that on some of your material here. Crap your way to the new you. Where are you right now?
Right, I'm near the purging sink right now. Look, you know, look healthy and cut the Al-Qaeda guys down to size, okay? And we'll kick their rear ends.
Where are you now?
I'm in the purging area. So.
What is that? Those are people sitting in...
Now, some people have cramping. It's difficult for them, yeah. But see these people? These are people that, just listen to that, Phil. They love their country.
They love their country.
Yeah. It's the cramping. That hurts them. All right, so can I give out the phone number?
What's the ingredient other than castor oil that you got in this river of health?
I
know. Your computer froze up.
These people are going to walk out of here with their heads held high, proud of our flag. That's the sound of freedom, Phil.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Boy, this is getting more and more interesting.
Is this sick?
No, the only thing that's sick is the fact that I can't defend my wife.
Hey, let me just say one thing. When does murder ever become justification for anything? It sounds to me like, you know, you pretty much agree with what Bin Laden did in New York City. It's the same thing.
How is it the same thing?
He had a cause which is totally wrong. You don't even belong in this country. And I'll tell you something else. I wish it hadn't taken 20 years because your wife should have been put in prison the minute they knew she was back in this country. You know, you don't belong in this country.
What did she do that was so... It's been 25 years. Why can't we forget?
Why can't we forget? Because there are five... I don't know how many people, I lost count after 10, but there's lives out there that have been affected that will never forget.
There were five babies, six nuns. The family of wheat farmers, I think, was five. That's how much, Phil?
16.
And then four Boy Scouts.
I don't even know where to begin. I'm shaking right here at what I'm hearing. Because
my wife killed about 20 people. Bin Laden killed 3,000. Hello.
Well, what's the difference?
What's the difference? About 2,970.
A life is a life.
A life is
you
a
know,
life.
And then you
well,
sit
you
here
go?
And you defend her as if she's some angel sent to this earth. And let me tell you, she's a murderer.
She's turned around.
She's a murderer.
She turned
That's the bottom line. I mean, she deserved to be arrested and spend the rest of her life in jail. And you know what? You can go buy your cookies at the store because I hope that she never has the opportunity to make you another one for as long as she lives. And as far as your kids are concerned, your kids should be taken away from you. Simply because if you justify her actions, then these kids are going to grow up thinking that it's okay as long as you have a cause or as long as you believe in your cause that murder is okay. And it's not. It's never okay.
Right. And I got to ask this question, Dean.
You know, the two of you are very self-righteous.
No, hold on. I want to ask a question. Your wife smothered five babies, and then she kills Boy Scouts. How could she kill four Boy Scouts?
She thought they were Royal Canadian Mounted Police. She thought they were very short, that's all.
She what?
The Boy Scouts she killed?
Yeah.
She thought they were Canadian police officers.
And they were just short?
Yeah. And by the way, Art?
Yeah.
My wife also killed our firstborn, so that's, I guess, 21.
Oh, boo-hoo. I mean, I feel bad for that, too. I feel sorry for the baby, but you know what?
The baby, wrong for
the baby
you.
Is better
wrong.
Off. Where he's at and being raised by your wife and you.
You've never had oatmeal cookies like she's had, and she turned our dinner theater around.
I hope your dinner theater burns down to the ground.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
From high atop the Las Vegas Strip, this is Joe Dickhead with the NFL Picks.
And I'm the professor. And for the next few minutes, we're going to give our NFL picks for this weekend's playoff games. January 19th and 20th of the year 2002 in the National Football League.
Yes, that's right. Today we are going to try something new, something that no other NFL prognosticator has ever tried. Yes, the city of Las Vegas is filled with guys that pick the NFL games, but has there ever been an NFL hotline that didn't know what was going to happen with the football games this weekend? Only the Joe Dickhead NFL hotline will actually be confused when you call it as to who will win the playoff game.
Yet another reason why the Joe Dickhead NFL pick hotline is different from all the rest.
Yes, you've tried the rest. Now try the best. At 213-251-3189, you can call up and ask us about any game this weekend in the playoffs in the NFL, and we won't know what it is you're talking about.
Yes, a very unique way of doing it, too.
So, Professor, let's start away on this weekend's NFL picks.
This is the semifinals for the conferences. Philadelphia at Chicago. Joe Dickhead, what do you think?
Philadelphia coming off an impressive win, of course, over Tampa Bay, and Chicago had the first week bye by winning that National Football Conference Central Division. What can you say about the Bears that hasn't been said already? A throwback, perhaps, to the great Mike Ditka years? Certainly a great team defensively. What about that Philadelphia Eagle football team? They're doing it all, and they're doing it well, dominating Tampa Bay, spanking them at home there against the Buccaneers. Who do I think will win this weekend's game? I haven't got a clue.
All right, so for the Philadelphia-Chicago game, Joe Dickhead doesn't know who's going to win.
Moving on now, Oakland at New England. Yes, the Raiders, under the tutelage of John Gruden, have reemerged as one of the strong teams in the American Football Conference. But what about that New England Patriot football team? Led by a great coach, Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots and the Oakland Raiders go back years. This is going to be a blood rivalry, a real grudge match.
Joe Dickhead, who do you think's going to win that Oakland-New England game?
Beats me.
And now moving on to the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game.
Yes, the Baltimore Ravens, nigh of Cleveland, now taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is going to be a real Central Division of the AFC battle. The Baltimore Ravens, big talkers, brash talkers, with a great defense. But Pittsburgh knows a little bit about some kicking some tail themselves. I think that, of course, Bill Cowell will have his Pittsburgh club ready to play, as will Brian Billick, or whatever the hell his name is, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, Joe Dickhead, who's going to win that Baltimore-Pittsburgh game?
I don't know. I'm confused.
And finally, Green Bay at St. Louis.
This ought to be one of the great games this weekend. If the Green Bay Packers go in there to St. Louis to take on the St. Louis Rams, the cream of the crop there of the National Football League. The Green Bay Packers, Brett Favre, has he played better than this season? And let's not forget Kurt Warner, a real battle of the MVPs this weekend there in St. Louis as Green Bay takes on St. Louis.
Joe Dickhead, who do you think's going to win?
I don't know. And that's it for this week, the semifinals of the conference games of the National Football League. Joe Dickhead's NFL pick!
What an idiot.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, so the Golden Globes are coming up on Sunday. Nobody really knows what those are other than the fact that they're awards that are given by the foreign press for the best movie, best actor. But sometimes people say that the Golden Globes are a precursor or a prognostication of what the Oscars are going to do. So we thought we would just check out and see what the Golden Globes said last year and whether or not they were correct. If the Golden Globe, for instance, gave a Best Film Golden Globe to a movie, would it then win the Academy Award, right? Well, the best movie last year, according to the Golden Globes, was Gladiator, and that was the best movie, according to the Academy Awards. The best actor, according to the Golden Globes, was Tom Hanks in Castaway. That was incorrect. It was Russell Crowe in Gladiator, according to the Academy Awards. The best actress was Julia Roberts and Erin Brockovich. That was also correct. That's what they said would be the case in the Academy Awards. Best supporting actor, Benicio del Toro in Traffic. That was correct. He won an Academy Award as well. Best supporting actress for a Golden Globe was Kate Hudson in Almost Famous. That was bullcrap, according to the Academy Awards. Marcia Gay Harden won for Pollock. And then the best director for a Golden Globe was Ang Lee for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And that, according to the Academy Awards, was also incorrect. Steven Soderbergh for Traffic. So how about that? So, to answer the question, are the Golden Globes a predictor of what the Academy Awards will do? The answer is no. No, they're not. So let us never have to hear that again. You know, the Golden Globes generally predict what the Academy Awards... No, bullcrap, because I got it right here. They were like half wrong last year. The other movie that's opening this weekend, everybody has been giving this poor guy a hard time. So why don't we too? Cuba Gooding Jr. in Snow Dogs. Now, why are people giving him crap? Well, it's because this guy won the Academy Award for Jerry Maguire not too long ago, and now he's doing a Walt Disney movie. Is that a bad thing? According to a lot of people, it is. He's co-starring with James Coburn in Snow Dogs. So I guess it's a stiff or a pile. I bet you the thing will make a nice piece of change. It's a family film. But it is true that Cuba Gooding Jr. has done some, you know, kind of bizarre movies, right? You ever heard of Boat Trip? That was a movie he did this year. How about Sweating Bullets? How about, well, he was in Zoolander, but he played himself. Now, Zoolander was a comedy starring Ben Stiller. Am I right about that? How do you play yourself? Never mind. He was also in a movie called In the Shadows. No, it's not. There's like the dullest stares are coming back at me. People with just that whole dead doll's eyes stare. Rat Race, which I hear was really funny. Pearl Harbor, he had a small part in that movie. Then he did a movie called Men of Honor. Did you see this? Was that with Robert De Niro? I saw the previews to that, Men of Honor. It was about a SEAL. I think it was a true story, but I couldn't get into watching it because I don't buy De Niro as a sailor. Any more than I buy Cuba Gooding Jr. as a sailor. But I really don't buy De Niro as, like, a swabby. Something wrong with, hey, why don't you go swab the deck? You know, like, is something wrong with a guy that plays mafia, and now he's a chief petty officer? Those guys, aren't those guys usually Southern? I couldn't buy, and then, of course, Cuba Gooding, with that look of indignation on his face, every time De Niro told him to go swab out a toilet or whatever the hell he told him to do, he just, you know that look that he gets? It's this sort of a huffy interior decorator's look. It's just, it's not anything having to do with the first Navy, African-American Navy SEAL. He's, ooh, I could just scream. Hey, boy, go scramble me some eggs. Ooh, you're really PO-ing me now. I don't know. That kind of the long-faced interior decorator, there isn't enough flow in the family room look. Where do you want the flowers, Mr. and Mrs. Brown? Then, Chill Factor. Does it ring a bell? No, he was in that one too. Let's not forget Instinct. That was the film that was such a smeller. Anthony Hopkins, after shooting it, said, I quit acting. He did, didn't he? He was in an interview that I believe was published widely. Anthony Hopkins said, I'm done, I'm through, that's it. That he didn't reference the movie directly, but it was right after he shot that movie Instinct, which is about an anthropologist who is stranded in the jungle for so long, he turns into a barbarian, some kind of a Tarzan wild man, and Cuba Gooding Jr. is either the anthropologist or psychiatrist, I forget which, who works with him to bring him back to his civilized nature. But it's Hopkins doing the Hannibal Lecter thing with a beard or something. And it stunk so bad that afterwards he said, Sir Anthony, how do you... Yeah, I quit. I give up. Thank you. He gave up films. And unfortunately, He went back on that, and now he is appearing in several more. Now, and then he gave us Hearts of Atlantis. So you see... Okay, what other films? What Dreams May Come? Did you see that? I actually saw that with my wife. It was about... I saw it. It was about a man looking for his wife in hell. See, he dies and he goes to heaven, and his kids die and they go to heaven. And his kid, his male son, or his daughter, or whoever, meets him in heaven, only she's now a black man, and that's Cuba Gooding Jr. So he goes to find his wife in hell, and Max von Sydow is in it, and he's some angel, and they go to hell. It was hell to watch that movie. Now, As Good as It Gets, that was pretty good. But there was also another one of those movies where he's like, and then a lot of other things. Tuskegee Airmen was cool. So people give him a hard time because they say he hasn't done too many good movies. There's a lot of guys that have stunk it out after winning an Academy Award. Here, Nicolas Cage ain't exactly been hitting the ball out of the park lately. Forgive me, but he did a flick called Gone in 60 Seconds. Did you see that? Neither did anybody else. How about Bringing Out the Dead? How about The Family Man? How about Captain Corelli's Mandolin? That's Nicolas Cage. Then you can move on to another guy. I say guy with all due respect, Meryl Streep. Now, she's won 2 Academy Awards, but she was in AI as the voice of a robot. She was. And then she also did a thing called Marvin's Room, Before and After, whatever. The River Wild. You see that one? It was an action adventure where Kevin Bacon kicks the crap out of her or something. And then, here's another guy. You're going to believe this. Talk about a guy that has done some rotten movies. You ever heard of this guy? Laurence Olivier. Listen to this. What was it, Wuthering Heights? What kind of crap? Laurence, and the guy spells Olivier. I don't even know who the hell he is. He did a movie called, get a load of this, Jesus of Nazareth. What the hell is that? And then he went on to do something, Romeo and Juliet? What is that, some gay thing? Well, this is bull. This guy has got bad movies going all the way back to the 30s. Get a load of this. Uncle Vanya, you're right. Some guy named Chekhov. That'll just show you how far they can sink. And he did some other crap here. See what else we've got here. Oh, I don't know. King Lear, Richard III. It's all crud. That'll just go to show you. Actually, just kidding about old Larry Olivier. Let's move back to some people that we really like to abuse. How about, you got it, Kevin Costner. Okay. Do I got Costner here? Someplace. Kevin Costner has taken no end of crap for a little thing he did called The Postman. And then, of course, he took a load of crap for that Westworld. But, Waterworld, excuse me. Westworld was an awesome film. Waterworld was cool. Waterworld was a cool movie. And you want to know something else? The Postman wasn't bad either. But I didn't see it. Somebody told me. I'm sorry. Now, Waterworld was a good movie. I don't care if it costs $200 million. Who knows how much these things cost? Nobody knows. And it doesn't matter to me how much a movie costs. Why should it matter to any of us how much a movie costs? We're paying 7.5 for a ticket, sometimes 5.5 when it's a matinee, sometimes 4.5 it's a slow day. We're still paying relatively the same amount of money for a movie. What do I care whether the movie cost $800 billion to make, $2 to make? What difference does it make to us? Okay? I saw Waterworld. I thought it was a cool movie. And on second thought, I think I am actually going to go see The Postman. It's a cool premise. He's a guy who's delivering the mail after a nuclear holocaust. Problem is, nobody's up for that stuff now. After 9/11, we don't want the terrorists to win. Nobody wants to see any of that. And I hear that coming out this weekend, Black Hawk Down, already the word is it's going to stiff. Not because it's a bad movie. But they say no one's going to turn out to watch this movie because it is violent, it's warlike, it has a lot to do with what's going on right now. It's the Delta Force and the Army Rangers and that kind of thing. And so they say that they don't want to, the people aren't going to want to turn out to see that thing. I'm going to take my kids to see Black Hawk Down this week. I'm taking the boys. I hear it's rated R, but as I'm the adult, so I get to take them in. And you know why? Because it's time that they got out of the house and quit playing Nintendo and get back into the movie theaters where the movies are playing and quit just renting them at Blockbuster. Oh, man. You know, these guys, I told you I gave them Dumb and Dumber for Christmas. They've only seen that 6,800 times. And since we got DDR2000, they've been on that thing, which is, you know, they're getting so much exercise, I want them to sit on their ass and watch a movie now. This is the kind of fickle parent I am. What are you guys doing? We're getting exercise? Oh, that's all you ever do. Come on, let's go sit on our asses and watch a movie. Now, come on. You're not sitting on your cans enough watching movies. How much TV you watch today? Half hour. Get in there, watch more. Dumb and Dumber was great, but which brought us to another person we were discussing before we went on the air, and that's Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey did a movie called Liar Liar, which I think is a really, really funny movie. And I guess that's the only funny movie he did, as far as I'm concerned. But he's taken a lot of bad ink, and people have given him a hard time because they say he's what? That he's done a lot of stiffs? What stiff did he do? He did Cable Guy. Okay, so that thing didn't go out of... I bet you that thing made up more money than this Wuthering Heights did for Larry Olivier. I bet you Cable Guy made more money than Bridges of Madison County. Truman Show is a good flick. What has he done that's been so bad? The Majestic. Okay, excuse me, he bombed once. And frankly, do you know anybody that's seen it? Did that come out last year? It came out this year? Well, it's already on my pay-per-view. It's already on my pay-per-view, The Majestic. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess that's about as stench-ridden as it can get. I thought it came out last year. It's on my cable right now. It's on my pay-per-view, The Majestic. And that I guess that's what you call a real direct-to-video stinker, huh? And I love those guys that make movies that they want to go direct-to-video. You know, this is just a video release. Well, why not just try it for the month? Forget it. Are you kidding me? I don't have that kind of talent. No, we're just going to make this rotten movie and stick it in the bin. Who buys them? Who rents them? Who looks at them? By the way, today we have a very special giveaway. Sometime on today's show, we've got Texas Chainsaw Massacre in Spanish. So let me see that, Craig. You have it over there? Oh. Chris is going to bring it here. We're going to be giving this away sometime today on our show. Massacre en el infierno. Una bestia que empezara a sacar su sed de sangre. I know sangre is blood, so that sounds good to me. Yes, starring Marilyn Burns and Gunnar Hansen. Texas Chainsaw Massacre in Spanish. We'll be giving away sometime today on the Phil Henry Show. It's so cool. The video box won't even close. We're going to have to tape it shut and give it to you. That's going to be solid, man. Don't forget for a backstage pass, and that means you get all of the audio from the Phil Henry Show, our 30-day archives, our live streaming, our audio archives. Go to philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com. You can listen to any show that you want, but you need your backstage pass, only $6.95. And also, if you'd like to buy the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001 CD, bring it. Call 1-877-616-7445. 1-877-616-7445. Phil Henry Show.